As our next speaker makes her way up here, I will tell you about her. Her name is Catherine Mautino. She comes to us all the way from San Diego, California. She has been practicing immigration law since 1991. She has published over 60 scholarly articles on various aspects of immigration nationality law, but really what we love her for is her knowledge on citizenship. And so she's going to speak to us today about citizenship, naturalization, and denaturalization, which we rarely see, but it happens. So with that, I will hand it over to Candy.
Okay, good morning, everybody. And for me, it is bright and early. Okay, San Diego is 2 hours earlier. And so I'm going to try and keep it a little bit lively and provide you with a lot of information, or as much as I can. Things to look out for, kind of practical. Some are obvious, some are not obvious. So who is going to come and talk to you about citizenship? Well, there's kind of three groups of people that you're likely to see. The first are people that you already have a relationship with. These are generally people that you have helped to get a green card. You have knowledge about how they managed to get the green card. And most of the time, you feel fairly comfortable with them. Then there are people who you don't know how they got their green card. They heard that you were a wonderful attorney, or you were referred by their cousin or somebody else, a good friend. They've moved from someplace else. Maybe they've been referred by another attorney. But you really don't know anything about that person. Then the third group of people are people who said, citizenship. That's pretty easy. I've gone online, I've looked at YouTube, I'm gonna file on my own, and guess what? Something went wrong. Okay, so all three of these groups of people can come into your office, and you're going to want to have an idea as to how to deal with them. Now, I'm going to tell you what I tell people who come into my office. Why should we hire you? You're charging a little bit more money. And why are you doing that? I charge a little bit more money because I go with my clients to their interview. Okay, very rarely, only if there's a conflict and the client really wants to go on their own, will I send them on their own. But there are five reasons that I give my clients for going with them to their interview. Number one, it calms them down, okay? Everybody who goes to a naturalization interview is nervous. Some people are nervous down here, some people are nervous way up here. But having somebody with them who is 100% on their side calms them down. Second thing, it keeps the immigration officer respectful. If the immigration officer knows that if he's snarky or rude or anything else to the client, hey, I'm going to go talk to the supervisor and say Officer Smith or Jones or Sanchez was not appropriate with my client, okay? The third reason is because I go to all these interviews, I can understand when there is a misunderstanding between the question asked and the answer my client is giving. And sometimes I want to interrupt and say, "Oop! I think, officer, you're asking question A, and I think my client is answering question B." Another example would be if I've talked to my client and I said, "You know, yeah, you had that arrest for disorderly conduct. You need to admit to it." And they say, "Have you ever been arrested?" And my client is saying, "No." I might want to interrupt and say, "Didn't we talk about this? You know, isn't there something you want to tell the officer about?" The fourth reason is if there's a legal question that comes up. So you will get newer officers often with naturalization interviews, and sometimes they have a misunderstanding as to what the requirements are, what the law is. I'm there to say, no, the fact that this person was on probation during the 5 years of good moral character does not mean that he did not have good moral character. You can approve his case.